Time now to talk a little bit of racing with Adam Pengilly. But before I start with a racing question, there was plenty of media up here on the Gold Coast yesterday for the All-Stars game, and I didn't see you up here, my friend.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, boys. No, I'm just still in Sydney, Laurie. I'm enjoying my last week of an extended summer holiday. I'll be back into it next Monday, hopefully. So, yeah, hope it goes well for you up there on the Gold Coast. And, yeah, looking forward to the game on the weekend.
Yeah, I think it'll be a cracker, mate. I think the Maoris have picked a good squad, as have the Indigenous All-Stars, and we're looking forward to the game on Saturday night. What about the Everest slots? Some potentially, well, there's been potential for a couple of people to snap up a few slots.
Yeah, I saw Ray Thomas is reporting in the Telegraph this morning, Laurie, that there's chances are that a few of these slot holders might be looking to lease or sell their slots for this coming year. And I must admit, last week the drums were beating a little bit. There might be two or three new sort of slot holders for this year's race, which I think can only be a good thing, to be honest. The initial slot holders, the 12 slot holders, are putting in their $600,000 a year, have realised they've got a property or an investment now that's worth probably a little bit more money than that each year, and they can make some sort of profit of it from selling or leasing their slot without having to worry about going through a whole rigmarole of choosing a horse and where their horse runs. And as we know, guys, there's a lot of interested parties who are desperate to get in and be involved in this concept, whether it's domestically or internationally. So I would expect in the next few weeks there might be some news about that. Obviously, Racing New South Wales got to make a decision on that Damien Flower spot. Godolphin had it last year. Will they be interested again this year? I'm not too sure. They had some success last year. So we might get some new people involved in the Everest in 2020.
What about Bossy? Look, he's got a major win on this appeal, and it opens up a lot of doors for him for the autumn.
Yeah, huge result, Dave, isn't it? To be able to ride at this week's futurity meeting at Caulfield, he was desperate to maintain the ride on Colding in that Group 1 down there. I thought Colding did a reasonable job first up, and we've seen that Expressway has been a pretty good form race so far with Elise and Vega Days coming out and winning. So Bossy will head south to maintain his association with Colding. I heard you speaking yesterday, Dave, about potentially there's no sort of automatic answer for the best horse in the country.
No.
I think Colding would have to be in the conversation, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. Well, I guess it's, you know, do you look at a Colding or do you look at one of these sprinters coming through? This is the thing. There's sort of there's no standout.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I suppose the good news for Bossy there yesterday was he gets to ride Constantinople in the Peter Young. Remember all that drama before the Melbourne Cup when he got suspended and lost the ride on the Melbourne Cup favourite and the appeals and everything like that? Well, he's finally going to get a chance to sit on Constantinople on race day in the Peter Young this week. So Lindsay Park have been true to their word. They said they'd get him to ride the horse eventually, and he'll do that this weekend, having had a bit of time shaved off that suspension.
Adam, rulership to squeeze into the Blue Diamond field.
Yeah, that's right, Doggy. He's been walking a tightrope for the last week or two, the Snowden Colt rulership, trying to squeeze his way in this Blue Diamond field. I think most people think he's the logical danger to Hanseatic. We saw in the prelude there he pushed Hanseatic, and then that brilliant turn of foot from the Godolphin Colt got the job done there. And the Snowdens, oh, geez, I tell you what, they're confident about rulership turning the tables. You don't usually hear them speak that bullishly about a horse, and they're really confident that rulership can run a huge race there on the weekend and potentially being ridden with a bit of sit in the cover as well rather than leading them up. So now that they've got him into that field, it looks like that barrier drill will be confirmed this morning. If he draws a nice enough gate, well, then I think their confidence will only increase.
Adam, talk to us about Alabama Express and Super Seth.
Yeah, Berkey, the 2 3-year-olds are likely to line up in the futurity this weekend. We've been raving for months and weeks about how good this 3-year-old crop is. They keep continually beating the older horses so far this autumn carnival anyway. Get another chance to see that on the weekend with Alabama Express, who won the All, and Super Seth lining up in futurity. Now, I would have loved to have seen Super Seth take on Alligator Blight and Catalyst in the CSAs last week, but the Freedmans obviously thought that the futurity was probably a more ideal race, and potentially it might even be a weaker race than taking on those 3-year-olds last week. So the Caulfield Guineas winner, get to see him go around again on there on the weekend, and I reckon those 3-year-olds will be extremely hard to beat in the futurity.
Yeah, well, do you reckon we'll see a Melody Bell? I mean, I'm looking at the noms here. You've got Blackheart Bard, Cape of Good Hope, Colding, Melody Bell. I tell you what, they've extended the noms. It's not a vintage Group 1.
No, you're 100% right, Dave. I think our weight for age ranks around that sort of middle, that sort of 1,400, 600-metre mark are getting pretty thin at the moment. You'd say Melody Bell and Colding are the two horses that still might have a little bit of progression left in them, but the rest of them are definitely hit their mark or probably well and truly past their best. So that's why when you throw an Alabama Express and Super Seth into the mix, they're probably going to start, you know, hard in the market, obviously, and potentially the top two favourites when the race jumps on Saturday.
And that Coffs Harbour meeting, of course, they've just had torrential rain for a number of days now, and it's been moved to Grafton on the Thursday, I believe.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Just been rotten luck for, first of all, for the Nowra Club, who are going to host their first Heat of the Country Championships with the rain forced it down to Maroochydore, and now for the Coffs Harbour Club, who are in a similar boat. I think they were desperate to have the meeting, but the rain on the weekend, first of all, postponed it from Saturday, then more rain yesterday. I mean, that was 40-odd mils yesterday, which they weren't really expecting, has forced that meeting to be delayed again and transferred to Grafton on Thursday. So I hope in the future that the Nowra Club and Coffs Harbour get a chance to host those meetings. It's been big days for the club, but unfortunately, the weather has conspired against them this year.
Hear, hear, mate. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Adam Pengelly from the Sydney Morning Herald.